I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Braves in action today down in Florida. One good. And unfortunately, Kyle Wright got shellacked.
Got rocked.
Yeah, Braves fall to the Rays 8-1. And our man Dave O'Brien was down there for the Athletic. And I'm going to give you the box score on Kyle Wright. And I've got high hopes on Kyle Wright, you know, with Tukey being the two guys to go start. Because you kind of have to. We don't have any other guys to start this year.
And that's the thing, Mike. There is nobody right now because Folty's out. Gosman's a little banged up. I mean, what you got now? Okay, we know Julio Teheran's going to start opening day.
Right.
Then, I mean, Newcomb, he's still walking everybody.
Right.
Then, I mean, you got Tukey, and you got Max Fried. Kyle, I mean, they have no choice but to play now.
Bryce Wilson, Max Fried. We'll hear from Max Fried here in a second. But as far as, you know, the Bravos, the good news is the way the schedule starts out, they don't have to worry about the five-man grind to start. There's a few, you know, they got some breaks in between.
Right.
So they can get through until Kyle, you know, until hopefully, you know, Folty is ready to go. Kyle Wright was a guy that I thought is ready to take the step. He's been so good this spring. If you don't want to read too much into it, listen to this. 4 hits, 6 runs, 2 walks, 2 home runs in 2/3 of an inning. Oh boy, that was bad. And before that, he had been money. Really had been doing a great job this spring.
But again, the point of inconsistency always sets in with these young pitchers. That's why everybody's getting so frustrated with him, because every time we hear good things about him, and I know this is just one start, but I'm saying every time we hear something is positive about one of these young pitchers, because I was always under the impression this, Mike, you compete for playing time or whatever. Why were we just automatically assuming that all these kids were competing for the fifth starter slot? Why weren't they competing for the third or the second? It was always, oh, somebody's got to find a way to get that fifth rotation. Like, I would think that all these arms have been going at. Don't you think they should be higher than battling for the fifth arm?
I'm with you, brother. And I know that the bullpen, the reason why we were talking about it, and again, I'm going to let the Gio Gonzalez thing rest because the Yankees are going to take a flyer on him.
Is he going to shave his beard?
Who knows? You have to. No facial hair for the Yankees. So, yeah, he will.
Just curious.
I mean, you ever you get to go going right now?
Yeah,
yeah. Would that be something you would, as a player, would you be like, that's a no go?
Oh, I always wore mine, but no. I'm sorry. When I was able to grow it,
yeah. When you're like 10,
but it was crazy. You know, Coach Donnan and Coach Rick, they would make us shave our
facial hair.
Yeah, but that rule got changed when all of them started rebelling. So we started letting them keep it. Yeah, we would always have to shave our face.
Right. Because for those who are not familiar, the Yankees do have a no facial hair thing, which kind of seems kind of crazy in 2019. But the Bravos continue to evaluate a bunch of dudes. Looks like Sad Sam is going to go to the minors. He got optioned down to AAA. And
everybody knows I have fun with Sad Damn Sam. You know, it's nothing personal. I mean, I couldn't do his job, but he's up there with me now, Gwinnett.
He's one of those dudes.
He's up there
when he
me.
Comes out of the bullpen, you kind of go, no, no.
So, oh, God, so Sam.
Sad Sam Freeman gets optioned down to Gwinnett, so you'll see him playing for the Stripers so far. Adam Duvall, I would cut bait on him. He can't hit against right-handers.
Yeah, but that,
he's a busher in the outfield.
And that is the thing with him, is that his spot was never guaranteed, you know, and I think a lot of people are like, and I think
did I say he's a butcher in the outfield? He's good. Who am I saying? Who was I saying was a butcher in the outfield? Oh, then I'll get back to it.
I just thought that his spot was never really safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with Austin Riley playing a little bit more outfield now, then you got Camargo who can play out in the outfield, he's expendable.
Right. Camargo can do a bunch of things for you.
I mean, he's, you know.
And Dansby, by the way, got hit in the wrist. There was nothing more about Dansby after that yesterday, right, from everything I've read from Mark Bowman and Dave. So that was good. A little nervous in the service when he gets hit on the wrist yesterday, the same wrist that
was giving
him trouble.
Same thing happened with Freddie a few years ago, you know, with the same thing, getting hit in the hand and the wrist area with that baseball. But, you know, it was crazy because now you figure out what was wrong with Dansby. You know, he's played most of the year with that wrist injury, had the surgery, and now hopefully, you know, he can be, you know, productive.
Maybe I was thinking, who was the old guy? We used to joke around, Aso Blanco. We used to call him Aso Buco. Remember, went to Houston, the backup catcher? That's who I was thinking.
Evan Gattis.
Yeah, Gattis. I had Gattis on the brain. Nothing to do with Duvall. Duvall is a good fielder. He's just, he can't hit right-handed pitching. So thank you, Squid Billy. Good job. Good producing. The Bravos, now we're going to break camp.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.